And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Sunday marked the second anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, where 27 people were killed as a man with a variety of guns opened fire on children in classrooms. Gun safety advocates, including a group of Sandy Hook teachers, want universal background checks for all gun purchases. 90% of Americans and even 74% of NRA members support the background checks, but the NRA itself vigorously opposes them. The advocates also want to ban high-capacity magazines that allow people to fire their gun 100 times without reloading. That proposal, too, has stalled. There have been 87 school shootings since Sandy Hook, and 32,000 people are killed by guns every year in the United States. Congress has responded by doing nothing. A handful of states have taken common sense steps, but not North Carolina. The movement on gun laws here has gone in the other direction, allowing loaded and hidden guns in restaurants and bars and even in local parks. People can now have guns in their cars on college campuses, too. That provision came over the objections of campus police departments. So much for common sense. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.